Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Richard from VegGrow Podcast and it is the 5th of June 2017. This is episode 119 and this week's title is Can I Still Sow Seeds? So coming up today, I've got the usual diary including how the bird scaring tape has been performed since last week, as well as a few other things that have been going on since last week. And then just a little chat on whether it's too late to sow seeds that I may well need. Being that it's now June and summer is here, and you can tell it's summer because when I look out the window, it's raining. Anyway, but that got me thinking on to whether or not I can still sow some seeds. So we'll come to that in a bit. Let's cover the diary first. So during this last week, pretty much every night again, I've been popping down the allotment to water everything and just do a little bit of weeding. Now, I've said before about doing little and often, but now I'm really doing it down the allotment. It's really working for me. I won't say I've got rid of all the weeds. It's still quite a bit of weeds to get through, but they're getting manageable now, and I feel like I'm on top of them. And this is also meaning that come the weekend, I'm able to concentrate on bigger projects. So that's a win-win in my book. Every night I've been harvesting a handful of strawberries. But I'll come to that a little later when I discuss that. At home, been watering as well, letting the chickens go out there and do their thing as well, and that's got the weeds taken care of for me, which is great. Although I have been getting quite a few soft eggs as of late, and I know that soft eggs come from lack of calcium, so I've added some oyster shell to their feed. That seems to be doing better. The original feed I had, I don't think I got that problem at all. I think since I changed the feed onto this other one, which is easier for me to get hold of, I seem to be getting softer eggs. So perhaps I've got to use some oyster shell just to beef up the calcium for them. So Saturday I was at home, and just in front of the veg patch, I've started setting up a meadow area. Now this is for the wife because she wants a meadow. She hates it when I mow the lawn because she likes all the daisies and everything. So I've made a compromise and I'm making her a meadow out of it. Yeah. Now this isn't really veg related, and I tend not to discuss ornamentals because I'm not interested in ornamentals. But because this is just in front of a veg patch, I'm hoping when it gets built, it may encourage some pollinators. Now, all I've done at the moment is lay down some weed suppressant membrane and weighted that down. The plan will be I'll actually get to sow it in the autumn, which I've read for it. More on that as we go along. I've also planted out a couple of melon plants and a watermelon, one in the greenhouse of each and one outside. And all the rest I've got into some bigger pots, so they should grow on quite well. And hopefully we'll get some melons out of these. Sunday morning, headed down the allotment, and I've done the usual strimming and weeding as I seem to be doing on a weekly basis. I planted out a couple more tomatoes. These were a couple of Alicantes. I've also planted out some of my French beans that I've grown from seed at home, and some runner beans that I'd also grown from seeds. Now, these runner beans I grow every year now in memory of my grandfather, who I always remember them. And this year I've done it slightly different than I did last year. Last year I grew the canes in a wigwam. Well, this time I made it like an A-frame running across. You'll see this on the video on Thursday when it comes out. it's how my granddad always used to do it, and as I'm doing it for his memory, I guess, I just felt this was the way to do it. I just should say that all the plants that I sowed last week are surviving nicely, so I'm pleased with that. Things are going great. Around the strawberries, the bird scare tape had actually blown over a couple of times during the week and at the weekend, just with the wind. So Sunday I tied them to the canes with a bit of wire, and that seems to have got them to stay up now. But more importantly is how this bird scare tape has performed. Well, it's performed fantastically. As I said earlier, every evening now, since it's gone up, I'm getting a decent handful of strawberries. So I'm quite pleased with them. In fact, when I went past this garden centre that I originally got them from, I brought a couple more packets. They're only a pound for 30 metres, so I can't complain at that. The YouTube video last week where I put them up, quite a few people, Muddy Boots, Bill, and quite a few others, came up with various other suggestions. The main suggestion was netting, which when I talked about strawberries a few weeks ago, I did say net them. And netting is a foolproof way, obviously, which is why I said it. My problem with netting is that I know when I net something, I don't tend to weed it as well as I should, because I've got to move the net in before I can get in and do it, and I'm the type that just wants to get in and do something. So that's why I'm trying to avoid netting this year. The other suggestion was humming tape, which I've heard of. I'm trying to find. We'll see how it goes. Recommended VHS tape, which I believe creates the humming as well. I've just got to find some VHSs. And another thing I was recommended to do was to hang some CDs up, which again I've done in the past, and I think I've got one in the chickens to give them a bit of entertainment. I've done it in the past, I just don't find it works as well, but I guess when you're combining all these methods, you'll get there. So after this, I turned my attention to the potato bags, and I chopped down one entire comfrey plant, and I chopped all the leaves and branches up with a pair of hedge choppers, and into each potato bag I've added about a handful of manure. I've then started filling up some of the potato bags with manure to the top. I say some because I'm planning on doing the rest bit by bit throughout the next few weeks. Now, I've left this a little late, if I'm honest, to do it. Not so much for the main crops or even the second earlies, but the first earlies, I've left it a bit late. But we'll see how they get on. I was partly resisting due to the frosts we had back in April. However, all these potatoes seem to have recovered really nicely from them, so I'm not too worried by that. I then cut down and dug up all the chard or perennial spinach, not perennial, the spinach that was growing on the newer half of the pot. I've just cleared that bed that they were growing in. This is getting ready because I'm going to be planting my sweet potatoes there. All I'm going to do now is cover it in manure and cover it in weed suppressant membrane and then plant through that. My pear tree was starting to lean over, so I've staked that up, just give it a bit of support. While I was doing it, I noticed I had one little pear growing, which I'm really pleased with. It looks really good, really nice and healthy. Reasonable size at the moment, but we've got to keep it watered, and I think we're on to a winner. Then today, I popped into a garden centre having a little browse. I'm trying to find some pine breeze. I've been searching for these for quite a while, and when I saw one, I didn't have the money on me to buy one, so I'm a bit annoyed about that. But the search for the pine tree continues. However, I did come across a couple of plants that I've bought. One called a framberry and the other called a bubbleberry. And these are both strawberry-like plants. The bubbleberry is meant to taste like bubblegum. And the framberry is basically a strawberry that tastes of raspberries. And I thought that sounded quite interesting. So I've bought these. The plants themselves are growing quite well, and they've already set off runners, so I'm going to be potting those runners up soon. And I just really liked the sound of these, because I thought they sounded different and interesting. Now, something I mentioned last week, and that I managed to do on Sunday evening, artichokes. There was a aromatic dressed artichoke that was a recipe I said last week when I was talking about meals I want to cook. Well, I managed to cook this with artichokes harvested from the allotment. And I'm pleased to say it actually worked out really well. It was quite tasty. Well, I thought it was quite tasty. My wife isn't so sure, but I think she's just not sure because she's not sure what the vegetable is. But what I learned, I just got a better idea of how to use these plants. Basically, if you don't grow artichokes or don't know what artichokes are, they're basically the flower bud. And when you pick them, you want to strip off all the green outer just to get the white fleshy stuff. Now, if you've got artichokes, it'll make sense. If you haven't, it won't make sense. I'm going to experiment a little bit more before I put this recipe up, but it was really nice, actually. I'm really pleased with it. So, finally found a use for artichokes. I think there'll be more to follow. I mean, these artichokes are basically boiled and then put into like a chili, garlic, oil and vinegar dressing, and then served up, ready to go. I believe it's this recipe was like as a kind of tapas. In the past, I'd done it on a Greek recipe, which we weren't keen on. However, this one has worked. Right, so now let's discuss my main subject today. And this is my thoughts on whether there's still time to sow seeds. Now, this is probably a silly question because, of course, there's still time to sow seeds, no matter what the time of the year is. You can still sow seeds every day of the year. The question really is, with some seeds, is there enough time for them to actually produce food? And in cases such as tomatoes and peppers, I would say no, it's not worth sowing these seeds now, as they're probably not going to produce anything. I don't need any more of these anyway, so I'm not going to be sowing those. But if I needed more, I would just go back down to a garden centre and buy the plant ready to go. Now we're into June. So what I find myself looking at now with seeds would be short-term crops. Lettuce, radish are ideal at this time of year, as they'll crop in quite in just a few weeks, like radish 6 weeks or something, with a relatively decent harvest. And those sort of crops are great at this time of year because they're cool, don't need cooking, they go great in salads. Then there's things like the oriental salads, such as mizuna, that also can be sown around now and give some awesome, awesome cropping. One other I've got listed here, watercress. I know that can be sown right up until about September. I've never had any luck with it, and I've struggled. But who knows, this year it might work. Looking ahead, autumn and winter crops, they it's a great time to start planning autumn and winter cropping, because although it's June and we're thinking it's summer, 6 months it's going to be the middle of winter or beginning of winter, and those crops need to be in the ground well before then if we want them cropping. So I'm really going to buckle down and start planning my winter crops. Of course, I'm looking at the general things that I want to grow throughout the winter, such as cabbages that will crop autumn, winter, spring. Kales can also be sown now and they'll crop right throughout the winter. And swede, they're a fairly decent root crop that should grow really well and give me a decent harvest of swede, in particular on Christmas Day is what I'm really after. There's still time to also sow some root crops. Turnips are very quick to mature. They're not to everyone's taste, I know, but again, it's about finding the right way to cook them and the right way to present them to make them really palatable. Then carrots, such as Autumn King, is a really reliable main crop carrot that can be sown now and should crop right up to the winter. Many of these root crops can crop during the winter, although they probably would need a bit of protection, of course. Now, so some seeds can be sown outside at this time of year, such as runner beans and French beans. Great examples. They can be sown straight in the ground, and providing mice or anything don't get them, they should produce some pretty good plants. They don't need transplanting or anything. Now, my normal method of sowing in my potting shed, I think now it's going to start getting a bit too hot to sow in there. So I'm going to be moving a lot of my pepper plants and chili plants into there to make use of the heat and grow them up really well. Whereas my cold frame I have outside, if I have keep the top open on that, should be able to sow many of my seeds that I've just listed in there, and they shouldn't get too hot. So that's my plan, really. There's plenty that can still be sown now. There's also plenty that can't be sown now. Best tip I've got, as always, is just to read the seed packet. The information on there tells you everything you know. And that's what I'm looking at in order to keep me well fed during the winter. But what are you sowing at this moment in time? Let me know in the comments. Love to hear from you. So that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. I'm going to wrap up now and get on with quite a few things. If you've got any comments, suggestions, etc., etc., please get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. I do try and respond to everyone. Don't forget my photograph competition. It's still going on in the forums. I know there's been some spam forums going up, and I'm removing those. Don't let that stop you. I do deal with the spam as and when. But if you want to enter this competition, then don't forget there's £20 worth of seeds up for grabs, as well as some elephant garlic and some early purple white garlic, and much, much more. So, till next time, please take care, and I will speak to you again soon.